he slowly pulled the bag off the animal to find a puppy. It had long, thin legs and soft, floppy ears. It was a male, white with brown markings. Probably a mutt with some pointer mixed in, Matthew thought, based on the pup's appearance and the angle of his head. Matthew slowly extended a hand toward the dog. But the dog wasn't nearly so cautious. He sniffed quickly, twice, and licked Matthew's hand gleefully over and over. Matthew chuckled. It felt odd, but nice, this warmth and joy. He'd forgotten this feeling since Debbie left. He scooped up the pup, and it transferred the joyful licks to his face. Matthew said, "I'll call you Kirk." He had decided to keep the puppy without even thinking about it. "And you're going to make me late for work again."